There's also this idea of hallucinations, which is not the hallucinations from the 1960s and 70s, but it's more the idea that if you ask ChatGPT a question, sometimes it gives you a good answer, sometimes it basically makes something up, and you can't tell the difference between them. And so you can't always trust what you see. And so if you're writing a scientific report, it might, for instance, make up references, and that would be bad, right? So that speaks to this bigger issue of trust. How do we trust these things? That is true about AI and society in general, but it's also definitely going to be true in science. If we're going to use AI to do science, how do we know that we can trust what's coming out, right? Data was a present when we talked about science. It's definitely also true when you talk about AI. When you have these AI systems, they're trained on lots and lots of data. And then when you start thinking about that, some people might be then worried about issues of, for instance, privacy. So these are a collection of different topics and thoughts that are kind of swirling around when we talk about AI. Not all of them are necessarily super relevant for science. Some of them are. But I think that this is just to kind of get the show started. These are kind of the ideas that I have in mind and I think people are probably familiar with. Now, I'd like to tell you a little bit of some brief history and terminology before we get into, you know, like how it's impacting science. So bear with me as we go through that. But I think it'll probably many people will appreciate it because it does seem like AI is this very new thing. But maybe that term has also been around for a while. It's actually been around since the 50s. This is a proposal that was made by Marvin Minsky and John McCarthy, who made this pretty bold claim that's in red there. They said, to proceed on the basis of the conjecture that every aspect of learning or any other feature of intelligence can in principle be so precisely described that a machine can be made to simulate it. So that's a bold claim back then. It's still a bold claim today. But they were thinking, you know, very far, very deeply about, you know, what it is that computers could do and what does it mean to be intelligent. And together, one of the organizers, the bottom one there, Claude Shannon, was at Bell Labs. I don't know if you know that name, but he was responsible for the creating information theory, which is kind of like powers the whole digital world. And, you know, when you talk about bits of information, he introduced the concept of a bit. So pretty foundational work. So this goes back to the 50s. And from the 50s through the kind of the mid-60s, there was that first wave of AI research. And actually, you had the first kind of chatbots. There was this thing called the Turing test, which was an idea that if you could talk to some sort of artificial intelligence and you couldn't tell it was human or not, then it would like pass this Turing test. It's not a very well-defined test, but you know, that kind of heuristically was the idea. You also see the rise of some, you know, computer like robotic systems being deployed, and there was some progress there, but it's a very hard and ambitious problem. And around, you know, the late 60s, they kind of hit a wall. And artificial intelligence, that first wave of artificial intelligence research kind of stopped, and people talk about the AI winter. So it wasn't like nuclear winter, but it was just a winter in terms of research ideas.